First, after an absence of a couple of months, very happy to welcome everyone back, and very happy, too, to be welcomed back just as warmly. I know that you've all enjoyed this long, hot summer since there was a vacation from students and classes, but all vacations must come to an end. And so it is very fitting that it comes to an end and we start a new beginning of Bereishis, Reish Bayis, today on the Yahrzeit, the Hilulah of Rabbi Chochem Leib Zal, who is fortunately our official Rebbe. As he is called, Meireinu Zal, who was the Tzaddik Emes, the Tzaddik Emes of our generation. It was only last night I was fortunate in attending the Hilulah in Eretz Yisrael, and today we are here, a very select group, extremely fortunate to be the only ones to have the Zechiah in America, to be assembled now for the Kavod of Meireinu Zal's Hilulah. Rabbi Chochem Leib Zal, too, was present at the Hilulah last night in Eretz Yisrael, and today he has traveled with me to America to be present at this Hilulah. We have implicit faith that his Ruach is with us, a Ruach which today receives an elevation for which those present here receive a pishnayim, double amount. As his neshama rises, we receive a double portion. To speak about Rabbi Chochem Leib Zal would be impossible in a sense of appraising his greatness. We can only say, Loi dumiyo sehiba. Silence is the greatest tribute. But since I had the zechiah of knowing him personally, of being one of his Talmidim, although most probably the smallest, the lowest, still, it is better to be the lowest part of a lion than the head Rish of a shul. In this case, he was certainly the Arisha Bachamuda, the lion of our time, a giant in Taita and in Tzidkus. But we could try to evaluate the meaning of a Tzaddik Emes. Let's try to understand, what does a Tzaddik Emes do for us? What does he accomplish? The Zayin HaKodesh says that the Tzaddik Emes is called the Shabbos Kodesh. Just as the Shabbos Kodesh is Mashpia, it gives of itself to the rest of the week, and the entire Shefa of the week is drawn from the Shabbos Kodesh, so too is the Tzaddik Emes called the Shabbos Kodesh. And the Gemara Lukai says, therefore, very interestingly, the Ora says that Ilumole Shomru B'nei Yisrael Shabbos Rishayna V'hoysa Umo Shabbatas B'hem. The Jews would have kept the first Shabbos that they received, and there never would have come a time that any nation could rule over them. But this we can learn from a pasuk. Avraham Avinu was told by Hashem to gather a number of animals for a sacrifice which would stand for the bris, the treaty between Hashem and Avraham Avinu's children. The pasuk says, he took a number of animals, he took all these animals, placed them in a row, he made a dividing line in the middle to show these animals represent the goyim, the middle stand the Jews. Megala Muke says, v'yikach leyes kol ela. Note, ela is 36. Ayavater Eisom Batovach, 36 on one side, 36 on the other side. Why 36? Because there are basically 70 nations, Shivim Umos, 70 nations of Goyim. And these 70 nations, we know, are headed by two Roshim, two heads of these sides. One is Ishmael, the head of 35, the other is Esav. Ishmael, the Turks, the Muslims, Esav, the Goyim, whose name we cannot mention. And therefore, there were 36 on one side, 35 with Ishmael as the head, 36 on the other side, Esav as the head. In the middle were the Jews. And the Gemara says that Esav went to Ishmael to marry his daughter. There was a union between the two. And the Gemara says, Lelechinam holach zaras leitzat oidim. It was not in vain. There was a reason why this bird is zarazir, a tummy bird, went to the Eidim, the raven, to unite, because they were both of the same type. both evil. Esau went to Ishmael to unite with him because these two were the representatives of all the evil that existed. Right in the center, what placed the Jewish people to separate between the two? Now, Ishmael, the Muslims, Yimach Shimon, celebrate their holy day as the Friday. Esau, the cat, the ones who have, of course, Yishmael's leader is Yimach Shimon. Esau's leader is Yimach Shimon v'Zachrei, both in the same category to a degree. Esau's celebrate their Sunday as their holiday. Right in the center, we have the Jews with the Shabbos Kodesh. Right in the center between the two, Avraham Avinu placed the Jews with Shabbos Kodesh. To what? The machnia, to subdue, to overcome the power of Esau and Yishmael, to overcome the Zarezir and the Oireh. Because the Shabbos is begimatria exactly Zarezir and Oireh. Machnia both the powers of Esau and Yishmael. Now we say that this Shabbos, the Shabbos itself is represented by the Tzadik Emes. The Tzadik Emes comes right in between these two evil forces, the Zarezir and the Oireh, the subdued, the Machmiah, both of them. One who is Zechet to be a Chelik, a part of this Tzadik Emes, Zarezir represents the leaders of the false Emunah. Abinadol says, the Akiva told his followers, our terminal Maya Maya. When you come to heaven, don't say water, water, because there is no actual physical water there. But he said Mayim, Mayim, because twice means a falsehood. Emes is one, anything more than one is Sheker, is false. The true Tzadik is the Tzadik Emes, one. By the Goyim Ela Alufei Esau, there are many. If you have Rebbe, Rebbe, that's false. The word Zarezir is begimatria twice, Rebbe, to show the Sheker, the leaders of the Goyim who are complete Sheker, complete falsehood. This is what the Tzadik Emes Gachmi on one side. The other side, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said to his five Talmidim, go out and find me the lowest, the most derogatory type of characteristic possible. And the answer was, Lev Ra, an evil heart. A heart of evil who refuses to assist a person in need, used to be of aid at any time. This is symbolized by the Oireh, the raven who has no compassion for its own young. There's no feeling of tzedakah, of goodness, of kindness in the raven. That both of these, the false emunos and the evil heart, is nichna, subdued by the Tzadik Emes. For those who follow the teaching of the Tzadik Emes can then be assured of a true emunah, emunah shleima of the Emes, and a lev tov. A lev tov in following the mitzvahs of the Torah. Now still, despite this, we find that at all times, not just today, how come that in America, where there are millions of Jews, right here in this one spot, we come to celebrate the Hilul HaRekoch of Lev Zal? Why don't all Jews come streaming forward, except the Tzadik Emes be crowned as king? The answer is, why wasn't this done in former generations? At the time of the Baal Shem Tov, were there thousands of his followers? There weren't. Just a few in number, which multiplied in later years, of course, after his passing. At the time of the Arizal, he had a small group. At the time of the Tanoim, at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, there was still the Eid of Rav, which turned against him, that numbered much greater, much more than the Jews themselves. That at all times, the Tzadik Emes is an Oir Hanela, a hidden light. Ashrei to those few, how fortunate and blessed are those few, tonight, today, who are here to celebrate, to take part in the Hilula, showing that they have this true Emuna. This is what the Benazor once said too. The Benazor was known, stressed the fact that despite his greatness, despite his holiness, despite his superiority to all other tzaddikim, he refused to practice, to demonstrate the performance of miracles. One time, a person came to the Rabbeinu Zal, his arm was bandaged in a sling, he had not moved the arm for years, and he came to plead for assistance. Rabbeinu Zal asked his students if they know whether this person has emunah shlema. They all testified in the affirmative. Abinadab said to the man, commanded him suddenly, lower your arm. This order was so sudden, the person did it immediately, and the arm was cured instantly. The next day, Abinadab asked his talmidim, what's new? What is news on the street outside? And they said, everyone is talking about this great miracle you performed. It's the talk of the entire city, and it's spreading. Abinadab replied, motioned with his hand, and said, that's not my affair. This is not my type of work. A day later, Abinadab said, what's new today? And they replied, today there is something new. People are going around saying the whole thing was a fraud, a trick. There was no arm that was wounded. The entire thing was a setup to try to show that you performed a miracle when actually there was none. But then as I said, that's my ASIC. That's what I'm known for. This is my affair now. To be ridiculed, to be degraded, that's the Tzaddik Emes. And this is the reason why there are so few willing to recognize the existence of the Tzaddik Emes, and why those few should feel so happy and proud and fortunate in that they are closely attached to this Tzaddik Emes, how much they can derive from him, as we have seen ourselves from Rabbi Kochel Leibzal himself. A few years that I knew him, and much more so that I heard from those who knew him for a longer time, Rabbi Kochel Leibzal devoted himself to being mekadei v'rechokim, to bring close those that were distant. He never considered a person too low or too uninformed or too unintellectual to bring him close to himself. In fact, I saw myself when I first came to him, the warm reception that I received was certainly not deserved. And yet, this was done just as he did to anyone else who came to him. He accepted him warmly, as practically as an equal. We kind of to bring close these. This is the work of the true tzaddik. Because the true tzaddik, as high as he is, as ethereal as he is, as high a point in heaven as he reaches, that's how he descends, lets himself down to the ordinary, the common people. And I thought Hamlezal too devoted his lifetime, and this is probably a record, a point where he never missed. There are people who go to work and have sick leave, take time out for sickness, for illness, vacation, any other reasons. Rabbi Kochel Leibzal in his entire lifetime never took a vacation from Tikkun Chatzos, the midnight tefillah, crying over the Chum Beis HaMikdash. There was never a night in his life where he was too ill or too tired to be present at the midnight, the stroke of midnight, which is, according to the Abinadab, 6 hours after dark. At that moment, every single night in his life, he fulfilled that Tikkun Chatzos. Every morning, he was up for Fasikin. Simple, to go to shul, an hour shul, we daven at 4 to 7. That's a late hour. That's after davening is finished, after learning is finished. Fasikin, and then it's yourself in the summer times, and times as early as 4 o'clock, or earlier. In winter time, in the time of rain, there the rains were heavy, and the old city, the hills with the rocks and the darkness at that time, he walked through the streets in this darkness. Many times he was told that he fell into a ditch and tried to extricate himself. He couldn't call for help. The main point was, the main illustration that's most outstanding is the night before his histalkus. We're speaking about an age well over 90, well past 90. And that night, he was already ill to a point where he was considered a geisus, one who was breathing his last. At the stroke of midnight, he tried to get out of bed, and he tried to lift himself, and he fell off the bed and lay on the floor completely helpless. He couldn't move. He lay there waiting for strength to get up. He saw there was no strength at all. Hours later, the people in whose house he was, the Moshe Borstein, came in and saw him lying on the floor. He cried out, and he lifted him back on the bed. They asked what happened. Rabbi Kochel Leibzal replied, nothing happened. I fell out of bed, and I felt that I was probably dying. So we lay there and wait for death. I figured, meanwhile, of Baba Chatzais, I'll have his Beredes. He did the whole thing right through. His regular Chatzais, regular Beredes, regular Tfilas. He learned everything is Baal Peh. By Kocho Lezel, possibly the only one, possibly one person in the world who had learned the entire Likutei Moharan Baal Peh from beginning to end. Every single word in the entire Sefer Baal Peh. And I know the fact that in Uman, for many years, he taught the Shiur there, when he said the Likutei Moharan Baal Peh on Rosh Hashanah, for an Olam of well over 1,000 people, 1,000 of the greatest outstanding tzaddikim in Europe at that time. The fact that there was one time that he said his shiur in the Likutei Moharan, and then he said the Likutei Halacha signs, the Nosson Zohar. And he said this shiur for, his shiur generally was between 2 to 4 hours. Students had more patience. And at the end of this shiur, when he finished the Likutei Halachas, a Meshe Breslava, very famous Talmud of Nosson Zohar, jumped up and he said, he swore, that exactly as Rabbi Kochel Blaisdell said that shiur, that's how he said your grandfather said exactly the same place. And Nosson said the shiur the same way. He was the author of Kutei Halachos. This was his extraordinary ability in teaching, in Hasbara, explaining the works of Rabbeinu Zal to the highest degree, with all the Kabbalah surrounding it, showing all the depth of the Chisli Arizal that was found in him, and to bring it down to the smallest person too. Now, of course, his lumdus goes without saying. He was one of the greatest lumdus in the world. I could testify too to the fact that I personally had a number of shilas where I asked the leading Rosh Yeshivas at that time, ones who were today already nostalgic. I could not get the answer from them. I asked Rabbi Kochel Blaisdell. His answer was immediate and clear. Clear, perfectly to the point. When I brought his answer back, they marveled at it. It was no marvel to those who have emunah in the greatness of the Tzaddik Emes. This was Rabbi Kochel Blaisdell, who for so many years, aside from his teaching, was also a chazan in the Baal Tefila in Uman, on Rosh Hashanah. The Baal Tefila in Uman for 50 years' time. And he began at the age of 22, a young man of 22, to take over as Baal Tefila in Uman. On Rosh Hashanah, the most important day of the year, and his grandfather, Nachum Chagrin Zal, said to him, go daven. He went, he had some trouble with his lungs, a type of tuberculosis to a degree, where he coughed up blood. He went to a doctor, and the doctor, the specialist, the angel of death's assistant, said to him, if you dare to go to the Umid, to daven, be Baal Tefila, the first sound you bring up will be your end. You won't go any further than that. He told this to Nachman Chagrin Zal. Chagrin Zal told him, you disregard the doctor. You're davening for Rabbeinu Zal, and no harm can come of it. And he let out the first sound at that tefillah. It was so powerful, the walls actually shook. And from that moment on, he finished davening. Of course, it did cause the death of the doctor, obviously. He went through that year and many years afterwards for a period of 50 years in Uman. When he came to Eretz Yisrael, he continued davening Rosh Hashanah in Midon every single year until the last year, the last Rosh Hashanah of his lifetime. We point these things out to show a tiny iota, a drop in the sea, of the greatness of Rabbeinu Zal, our Rebbe, who has given us a haftacha to a degree also, sort of a promise that I received orally, verbally from him, where he said that every person going before a trial could use a good lawyer to defend him. And he knew to a degree his greatness. He knew what was in store for himself. He would not need a lawyer himself, but he would help others. He said this he would do for us, to be our lawyer at the heavenly tribunal. Every person will be part of this group. I accept as my own personal Talmud. These were his words. Again I say, what a tremendous zechiyah it is to everyone present today. How much better off we are than those who do not have this emunah. We should be zechiyah to to retain, to maintain this emunah throughout our entire lifetime. Zecher to add to it with a strengthening of the following, the words, the advice, the teachings of Rabbi Kocher Leibzal, because all his teachings are only in the confined path of Rabbi Leibzal's words. He should be zecher to that true emunah, and in the zechus of the emunah, to avoid the shuri reish emunah, and that zechus we should be zecher to see with our eyes the coming of Mashiach, Ben Yom Yisrael, Shem Heda, Amen, Amen.